It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
And boom goes my butt barf. Welcome, everybody, to the Aristocrats Radio
Fuck you.
Program.
This is my fourth glass.
You like that, Twan?
Who?
I mean Slater.
Aristocrats
you
Radio.
You mean Gene?
AristocratsRadio.com.
Gene?
Sigh. AristocratsRadio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
We're racist.
We have Kevin.
Gay soccer players out of Steve's wife's league. Steve, comment.
And Steven.
No comment.
No comment is a comment. Anyway, do I have to cut that out too?
Can you cut it out of live? Fucking radio?
Why a delay? If we just shut the computer off, maybe it won't get to them.
Is there a dump button?
Yeah.
Well, I know what pops Kev the biggest. Is exposing fucking shit.
Oh, look on you. Is he on cam or no? You don't have the cams up?
Thank God.
Oh, if only. The look on your face.
No, well.
You were smiling and shocked and horrified all at the same time. Huh?
I'm sweating.
Anyway, nobody knows what that we're talking about.
Oh, he's getting texts now.
Is it?
Fuck.
Are you?
No.
Something we forgot to bring up on Sunday's show. Sunday the 24th, when we did the show.
Uh-huh.
Abe Vigoda's birthday.
Oh, is he dead yet?
How old is he, Derek?
He's 92 years young.
Whoa! Is he alive?
Yes.
Wait, did he... Wait,
he's not
the founder
dead.
Of the Nazi Party?
The bastard stole my candy.
I do like Abe Vigoda.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually one of the actors that when he dies, I'll be upset.
I don't think he can die.
Wasn't he the judge in Jury Duty?
Man, he was definitely a judge somewhere.
Didn't he do endless cameos on Conan O'Brien?
Yes.
Along with Billy Shatner and John Tesh.
There's a couple celebrities that when they do die, I'll celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
But right. When he dies, I'll be all upset right. about that.
Let's get into that. Give us a few examples of celebrity deaths that you would celebrate.
Probably any one of the Kardashians.
Okay.
I fucking hate them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for them to be celebrities.
You know, my New Year's resolution was to start keeping up with the Kardashians. And mm-hmm. I just got to say, I totally dropped the ball on that one.
Dude, the day that you said that you'd do that.
Yeah.
Do they take Miami and shit? Like, how do you not...
Listen. Kim Kardashian, yeah, a lot of people would want to fuck the shit out of her.
Not me.
Except for Derek. But, Matt, don't
I give her a default yes.
Default. For the story.
Yeah, but...
She's a beautiful woman. But she should not have celebrity status and all these mega million dollars. all this bullshit. It's fucking dumb.
It's a very famous ass.
It is.
Yeah,
that's what I'm just gonna look at the picture.
Well, Slater in the chat says that he would not fuck the
Abe Vigoda.
He is a lot.
Abe Vigoda. All right,
well, Steve in the room would actually like to say that. What's his name in the chat? Slater.
A Kosolos.
A Kosolos. Would in fact fuck Kim Kardashian if Kim Kardashian wanted to fuck him.
She really is. Are her breasts fake?
Who gives a shit?
I do, because if they're not, she has the most incredible body in the history of mankind.
I'm sure she's
she is amazing. But there's no reason why she should be a celebrity, and there's no reason why people should care what she has to
fucking
say. Well,
she should be a celebrity. Did you see how she took that black dick?
Oh, man.
Which one?
You know, well, you know who she's with, right?
Cayenne Pepper West.
Mm. How do you know that? You keep it up?
You know what? Sometimes I peer into the lives of these scumbags.
He's abreast, but he's not keeping up.
Exactly. I see the headlines of the tabloids, you know, on the, what do they call them?
What's her nationality?
The news racks. Mm.
She
the
is
impulse buy news racks at Target.
I see the headlines too, but it's because my chick leaves them in our bathroom.
That is some good shit in reading.
Yeah, not for me, because I usually just stick to Twitter.
Yeah.
But I get uncomfortable going into the bathroom to take a piss, and then I just having like fucking Zooey Deschanel staring up at me.
Oh, yeah.
I would love that.
Wait, well, who's Zooey Deschanel?
Stop it.
She's one of the Katy Perry clones. Like there's yes, like
there's several
there's six,
of them.
There are six. All right,
you have Google in
like
front of
just
me.
Just another dark hair, blue eyed, big titted white girl.
All right, Google's in front of me, Matt.
All right.
Did you ever see Elf? She was the chick in Elf.
Okay, I've seen Elf, but I was more concerned with the burp scene, which was the only funny scene in the entire movie.
More concerned with.
Okay, getting back to Steve's question.
Here's the pale beauty that is Zooey Deschanel.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's exquisite.
Those is eyes. There a titty shot? Is she on par with Katy Perry?
No, she's not quite. She's a classy broad.
Yeah, she's got to scrounge it up, though, if she wants it.
I mean, I would let her pee on me.
Sure.
Yum.
Getting back to the Kim Kardashian question, I believe she's a Syrian Jew. I'm not 100% on that.
Oh, well, her dad was a Jew.
Was?
Well,
is he dead?
Was he a Jew or was he a lawyer?
I don't know anything about him.
He was a lawyer, so he's Jewish.
Well, I mean, all Jews are lawyers, but not all lawyers are Jewish.
No, all lawyers are Jewish.
But not all Jews are lawyers.
Yes, exactly my point. Thank you. See, Twan, I'm not a liar.
We're just racist.
Happy Rare Disease Day, by the way.
Oh, today's Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday the 28th is is Rare Disease Day.
Is ulcerative colitis on that?
Probably.
Should I have made a cake today?
Oh. You're only one of like two people that I know that have had that. The one guy died.
Yeah, thanks a lot. That's what I always hear. It's like, you know, I had an uncle that had that. He died. Well, thanks.
You can't die from that.
No, but your chance of cancer in the good old region goes up like
your chance of cancer nowadays, thanks to Obama, is huge.
Are you trying to say Obama gives people cancer?
Yeah,
dude, what the fuck is wrong with this fucking house?
Oh, well, we gotta go.
That almost made me throw up.
Throw up.
I'm scared the shit out of me.
Me too. That's why I almost puked.
For those watching, right to the left of me and to the right of Steve is a bathroom door, and it just opened randomly.
And Matt doesn't believe in fucking ghosts.
I think that had everything to do with you trashing Obama, who I love, and I think is a wonderful president.
Me too.
Now the door's going to close.
Wow. Holy and Matt Christ. Don't believe in ghosts, that fucker.
No.
By the way, that whole butterfly story about my grandmother, did you know that butterflies carry souls, by the way?
Do they?
Yeah, that's the myth behind butterflies.
And let's keep it a myth.
Yeah,
well, it's completely.
What, Derek? What? Oh, by the way, Derek was a full communist last night.
Full I went out. What?
I mean, not last night. I mean, last Saturday. Yeah, me and Derek went out last Saturday to Dublin House, hung out, had a few beers, caught up with some old high school folks.
Sure.
Some of which I didn't even know were in our grade.
Yeah.
And Derek was decked out in full left-wing commando fucking gear.
Yeah.
What?
Like, he literally had fucking, like, army patches on his left fucking arm.
Just full commie regalia.
Oh, it was brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Had the hammer and
I think the pin, we had to stop at the fucking ATM. I think his pin was actually the name of fucking, like, Che Guevara or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Che Guevara. Oh. All right. I'm doing a little research on Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. She's dead.
And, wow. Her father is Armenian.
His last name was Shapiro, right?
Kardashian.
Oh.
Armenian is, you know, in that Middle East. It's like the border of Middle Eastern and Russian.
What? Yeah, it's Armenia.
Slavic, yeah.
Russia, Jewish.
Yeah, there's definitely some
Jewish. You know what was great about Armenia is when Hogan slammed Andre.
No, you're thinking of WrestleMania.
Oh.
Not Armenia.
What's the difference?
Wow, Derek, how did you know to go to that?
I don't know.
See, we have a chemistry, Kevin and I. That's why the show sucks when he's not here.
It's true, dude. Oh. The show, when you missed last Sunday and Thursday, was horrendous.
Yeah, no more weeks
well,
off for you.
Well, I actually tried to listen to the show, and I got to the bit about cereal, and my phone just gave up on it.
Yeah?
Like, I was still trying to listen. My phone was just saying no.
It just said no.
It just brought an ad up and it said, thank you for listening. You might also like.
I liked the cereal bit.
I did, too.
I didn't get to hear it. I swear.
Dude, that whole show is the shits. I wish there was a way you could erase that.
No, I just want to point out that during the week we had the issue with shows playing, and I think that might have been when it started, and I just didn't realize it. But it was like a playback loop failure or something like that was coming up anytime I tried to play
it. The Eighth Possum show was pretty solid.
Yeah.
Still didn't get a chance to listen to it because it was broken.
And sure. The nude beach bit was hysterical.
By the way, I should turn the light on in the bathroom, which is
on. I don't even know what he said.
Well, we got a ghost infestation here.
There's butterflies in the bathroom or something.
Butterflies.
I don't know.
Butterflies in the John.
We got a couple significant birthdays today.
Oh, really?
Today, the
27th? 28th
of February.
What would that be? A few wrestling related.
Oh.
And I'll go from least important to most important.
Cool.
Masato Tanaka.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh. You don't think he's important?
Well, of the three.
Oh.
He's
oh,
the
wow.
least.
This is going to be a pretty big jump then.
Yeah. Okay. Number two, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Whoa, that's Richard
pretty,
Blood.
Pretty significant.
Most famous for turning a little boy into a lizard or something. I don't remember exactly how it happened.
Something like that.
Yes.
But he was pretty fucking good.
You know, I watched his, he came back and did a match with
Jericho.
Somebody. Was it Jericho?
When he soy sauced his hair but had the big bald spot.
when he completely showed up the entire roster.
Yes. Yeah. And he was good.
Yeah. He was 85% Ricky Steamboat and he was still 150%. Of basically anybody.
And I can't believe they had him lose the match.
You know what?
He took the fall.
That's wrestling.
I know, it's but wrestling. Come on. Like, let him have it.
They worked you. That's great. You got all behind Ricky Steamboat, and he lost, and that made Jericho a better heel. That's how it works.
And they got to do the whole...
I'd actually read an interesting thing in a book by Ricky Steamboat where he would show up to buildings before shows... hours before the show and go to the highest point of the building and stare down at the ring and visualize all of his matches.
Yes.
And he would plan his entire match while standing on the top of the building and watching the ring as if he was watching the match.
Very interesting.
And he is fucking insane.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
Probably one of the... let's get into this.
Give me the dragon from the WWF return. That awesome music he had.
Not familiar with it.
Oh, you'll remember it.
It's the dragon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh god. Yeah. Oh,
we still have the theme going on.
Nice.
Yeah. I would put him down as one of the greatest wrestling rivalries.
What'd I miss?
Him with Randy Savage. Their matches.
Mm-hmm. Randy Savage is one of my favorites of all time.
Oh, there's like a special intro that they didn't use on TV, I think.
Well, I mean, his match with Randy Savage at Armenia 3 is considered like one of the greatest matches of all time.
Rest Armenia.
Well, they had a whole, because I mean, like, what was it? I think there's like a Savage DVD or something.
By Savage, you mean really good?
Yes.
You're just going right over my head now.
Savage motherfucker.
Is this his original theme music?
Savage motherfucker.
It just says Ricky the Dragon.
No, I want the other one.
I don't know, but
I'm sorry. You know what?
Give me the return.
I kind of dig that music. I feel like it should be in like a Nike commercial with somebody running.
We're just training really
just
hard.
Just like a close up on somebody's feet as they're running on a road.
Mm. See, I was trying to get into like, you know, the best wrestling feuds, and you're just so horned up by the music.
Horned up. Well, before we go there.
Here. Wait,
is this it?
No.
What is this? Wait, can you guys? I'm sorry. Listen, I took a piss that was about 40 minutes long. What did I miss?
Not much. Here
Ricky
we go.
Steamboat.
This is it?
Mm-hmm. We've met him. Right?
I never met him.
Oh.
Some cheesy ass music.
It is.
Didn't he have a stroke last year?
He had something.
Yeah, something. I mean, he's an agent backstage, so he's got some say. Yeah, he's got stroke.
He's got some stroke. Yeah. A couple years ago, yeah, he had
an
issue after he took the 450 splash from that guy, Justin Gabriel.
I thought you were going to say Cronus, because goddamn, he was awesome. Yeah, he's fucking
cool. But the most important wrestling birthday that happens to be today.
Oh, is that how it came up? It's his birthday today?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Ricky
Today,
Steamboat.
Thursday.
Happy birthday, Masato Tanaka.
Ooh.
Happy birthday, Iron Mike Tenay.
Oh, Iron Mike Tenay. First off, that offends me. There's only one Iron Mike, and we know who that is.
Tyson.
Iron Mike Webmaster Monster Mike.
No, he is Vanadium Mike. Yes.
Vanadium.
Vanadium Mike.
Does that have to do with, like, fucking Wolverine's powers?
Vanadium is some alternative version of iron.
It's like okay, what you could have said. What you could have said what you could have said instead was what Wolverine's powers are.
Adamantium.
Thank you.
Is vanadium cured by penicillin?
Dude, penicillin works. I've had to take that before for walking pneumonia.
Yeah, but then it makes you just shit a lot.
Yeah, I had walking pneumonia a long time ago. It was horrible.
Yeah, where was it walking to?
Fucking Cooperstown.
Man. The Hall of Fame.
Speaking of stroking, how many guys stroked off to the picture of my dick pic?
Oh! I don't know. Let's bring it up on camera.
Go on. I don't give a fuck. My thing is nice.
I got to point this out, speaking of your
I didn't dicks. Really get a good look at
this
it.
This wasn't
gonna,
the first
I'm
time.
I'm going to look at it right now.
I'm going to go ahead and say this.
I'm going to look at it right
I'm
now.
I'm going to go ahead and say this is the first time. This isn't the first time that Kev has seen my dick.
Wow, that's your mushroom tip.
Yeah, right there.
I'm looking at it.
I know it. You love it?
Listen, I tan, I shave my body, I do a lot of metrosexual stuff to get ready for professional
or
wrestling.
Or homosexual.
Now, one day, as a joke, I sent a picture to my wife with tanning goggles on my dick. You know, like a little note, like a little gonzo nose.
It was funny.
Of course. Matt had to zoom in to just the head.
That's nice.
Matt's got his phone zoomed all the way into the pissing tip of Steve's dick.
Enough.
Let me see it.
I'll keep looking at it.
Let me see it.
He keeps looking at
just
it.
Just a little.
That is nice.
Glowing.
You're so close it doesn't even look like a dick.
No.
But just a little backstory. It's a group message. There's texting going on, and I think Matt was sending pictures from the tournament. Right? I think that's how it started, and then just random pictures began flowing between.
Well, Matt was sending his pictures of his Mortal Kombat tournament. So
I was just showing you guys what I was doing.
Which is fine, and I actually enjoyed that. But then I was
see what Steve was doing.
But then I sent back a picture of me working out, which is manlier than Mortal Kombat.
By the way, nice bandana.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Checkered.
Nice bandana.
A lot of people just yelled two rude dudes while I was working out.
Yeah.
And then Derek sent a picture of his giant belly.
Before you go any
further. Whoa, I thought that was photoshopped at first.
I just want to point out that I'd love to be able to go to the gym and just work out without people saying, hey, Corey Havoc of the Two Rude Dudes, can you sign this for me? My kid loves you. My wife loves you. Can you meet her in the car and just bang her out real quick so I could have like a super kid with Corey Havoc's sperm?
Dude, I am totally with you. Like, it's like I used to think fame was going to rule. But it sucks walking around as one of the two rude dudes.
Being like world class.
You can't even get flapjacks without being hassled.
No.
Like, are you talking about like the move?
What? Are you talking about Lady Gaga?
Are you talking about like the move where you in between the legs, flapjack?
Lady Gaga?
All right, back to just being like world class athletes. It makes it difficult. Yeah. Well, intergalactic class athletes.
Planetary.
I mean, there's nothing on this planet that rivals
no sleep till Brooklyn.
Our abilities.
I usually do 3 sets to 4 sets to 12. You know, when I'm on number 11 and I'm straining on that last set, and someone's like, "Yo, are you from the Two Rude Dudes?" Like, I don't want to hear that.
Are you from the Two Rude
Are you
dudes?
One half of the Two Rude Dudes? Like, I don't want to hear that. I want to finish the 12th
Are
set.
You a rude dude? Like, sometimes I'm on the elliptical, and I'm just pumping real hard, and then somebody will be like, "This is my Two Rude Dudes tattoo right here."
Yeah, it's happened. One time I was on the treadmill, and I'm cruising at like 7 miles per hour.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, up my shorts, this girl starts jerking me off.
Nice.
And she's like, "I just need my hand on the fucking massive penis."
I saw this. Not only was she jerking him off while he's on there, and he's just trying to get his workout.
She just wants to shake the cock that shook the world.
But she's got her own pants off, and she's got the other hand ready to cup it and throw it in her box.
Yeah. She wanted to take my sperm and just punch it in her box hole. Like, I don't get that.
Well, let's get into what your wife is saying about you in the chat.
Oh man.
First, she asked, what is Steve drinking?
Kraken. Five Kraken glasses now.
And ginger ale. And then she put, oh boy. And then she put, every Sunday he comes home DTF and then passes out and snores.
Dude, last night was bad. D-man. Actually, yeah. I don't know how to figure it out at this point. Saturday night was bad when we went out, Derek. Mm-hmm. I got home. I got undressed. I unsheathed. I laid down, and then next thing I know, it was 3 in the morning. My wife was shaking me like, you ready to do this?
You ready to
And I'm like, no.
Let's get it.
I was just like, no.
Your impression of your wife sounded like a Mexican wanting to rob a bank.
Hey,
and I was just like, no. I'm ready for more sleep. But I remember when she woke me up, I was definitely in the same position I fell asleep in, like fucking 4 hours before that.
I fell asleep here alone.
Oh, right over on there. Top of China's cardboard cutout. Yes. You and Joni.
Oh, Joni, you're the only one who understands me.
Joni,
I don't even care that you give me cardboard cuts on my cock,
dude. I can't believe. Care. I know, and I've said this 100 times before, but I can't believe I finally come across a porn that I had to shut off. As much as I talk shit, like that was disgusting.
Fake Vince McMahon didn't do it for you?
It wasn't even Vince or even the fake Stephanie. It was just the scars.
Yes.
The charred up, scarred up, ugly breasties.
It's like horrendous. Somebody just like attached M80s to her tits.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
And then just stuffed the holes full of like, I don't know, like
or like
shopping bags,
or like somebody just
and then sewed it up,
or somebody just practiced the exquisite art of katana on her, and just stabbed the shit out of her fucking titty fucking organs.
See, now me is still in the chat, and Clutch is in the chat, so now I'm confused.
Interesting,
which is fine.
I can't identify.
All right, me. If you call in, you will go into the Aristocrats prize closet.
Yeah, well, and that's fantastic. That means you're going to win something.
If you call in, Steve will send you a picture of his mushroom tip, yes.
Which Matt is autograph, delightfully autograph. Excited about. He finally got to see a little piece of the room.
I've been flashed a picture of your dick before.
What?
I have.
Kev
been.
Has too. Yeah. Well, actually, I never finished that story.
It's funny how he got surprised and he's like, "Yeah, Kev has too." And Steve number.
Well,
one.
I never finished that story.
Well, he didn't show me the picture.
My wife. No.
We're on.
Yeah, I'm getting to that.
We're on a road trip to a wrestling show.
Well, actually, this was from a wrestling show back home.
Was it on the way from?
We were on the way home.
Anyway, his wife flashes her phone in front of my face.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it was Steve. No. I just thought she like Googled somebody just being silly and putting tanning goggles on their penis. As Steve stated, where looks like Gonzo's nose. This is peeking over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm laughing about it. Come to find out in a few awkward minutes after that it was Steve's penis.
Yo, because I got pissed.
Not only was it Steve's penis, but it's Steve's penis that he absolutely did not want me to see.
Well, I just didn't want my friends to see it. Like, if she showed some guy at, like, the Wawa that was checking out buying ho-hos, I wouldn't give a shit. Show my friends. And she showed my friend Jeff Cannonball, who, like, you know, has made out with guys. Allegedly.
Do we have any ho-hos?
I'm starving. All we got are these cold french fries.
Or yodel.
Actually, I don't know if my wife has gotten into the chat and said this. I told her beforehand that I was going to send this picture of my mushroom tip pissing in the bowl. And she was like, do it. It'd be funny. And then she walked out of the room, and then all of a sudden she heard me like giggling after I said that. I was just like... And she was like, oh, I guess you sent it. Fucking great.
Christ on a cracker.
You ready for a little interesting little tidbit about the 28th of February?
I'm ready. Mm.
It's been a year since I showed him my penis.
In 1939, the erroneous word "dord" is discovered in Webster's dictionary. Dord, D-O-R-D.
What kind of word?
Dord, erroneous. Wrong.
Erroneous.
Erroneous. Erroneous.
Erroneous, yeah, not Arianus.
Yeah, Arianus.
You're
like
gonna piss off gamers, bro.
Yeah.
The guy, I am Game Boy.
Yes.
Da Game Boy.
Well, is defined as density. And okay. That's it.
That's not right.
It's not a real word.
Oh.
Somebody was having fun over at Webster.
Notable error in the lexicon, mm-hmm. An accidental creation or ghost word.
Oh.
of the GNC Merriman Company.
General
Dord.
Nutrition?
Dord.
Dord.
Sounds like a last name.
Noun, physics and chemistry.
Michael Dord.
Defined as density.
Wow, you just fucking put me asleep.
Shut. No, no. Holy You're shit. A fucking bitch ass cup and a half of fucking crack and put you sleep, pussy. You have fucking, more.
I had 2 pints worth.
No, you didn't.
It did?
You want
what
more?
What is this?
Is it empty?
Of course it is.
Can you have more, please?
No.
Why am I the only one drunk as shit?
You're not. First of all, you shouldn't be drinking because it's past 8.
You told me that's okay.
I did.
Actually, you know what? I realize that it doesn't necessarily have to be after 8.
No?
Not with the time I have to go.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Whatever.
We got this here.
Is it about ghosts?
That is bird shit.
Sure,
I love it.
It is.
This is the best intro ever.
Mm-hmm.
Can we guess what it's supposed to be?
Well, it happened in Brooklyn,
New York,
Ohio.
Mm. Oh, okay,
yeah.
No sleep till Brooklyn, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And what do you think is so special about this bird shit?
All right, Matt, you go first. Let's go in order.
It's the Virgin Mary.
Close.
It looks like Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Ron Perlman.
My turn?
Sure.
Can you just make it a little bit bigger, please? Just for me. I want to get this right.
Make it bigger for him there.
I want to get this right. Jesus Christ, this is hard.
Yeah.
All right, just tell me.
Brooklyn, Ohio. It is a sign of a possible miracle on the car windshield owned by a Northeast Ohio man. See for yourself. Before you answer.
This legit looks like it could be something. It's definitely a face.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It looks
well,
like
it is
somebody,
something. It's bird shit.
It looks like somebody took white paint and splattered it and then took a grayish paint and then tried to add shadows. To it.
It legit looks like a face.
And it winds up looking like something.
It's going to be somebody's family member. Go ahead.
Wow.
No, this fella believes that it is the image of Christ.
Okay, the guy's wrong.
Yeah.
It looks nothing
like
Christ.
It looks like
a lion, actually, or an animal.
It looks like the dad lion from Lion King.
Yeah.
Simba. Mufasa.
Mufasa. Yeah.
Ooh, do it again.
What's the other one's name? Mufasa, then that's the enemy, isn't it?
Yeah, Mufasa's the bad one.
Was it?
Yeah.
What was the... can someone in the chat please tell us who the fucking Simba's dad's name was?
Simba's dad.
The cunt dick.
The king.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, it's cunt dick.
It was. Oh, Mufasa is the dad. Scar was... Fuck all.
No. Scar was cool.
I know
and
my Disney
is
a motherfucker.
Live the king.
Isn't... Oh, God. All right. What was that TV show with Baloo?
Animaniacs.
Tailspin?
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't there a character in that is very similar?
I wasn't a big Tailspin.
Yeah, there was.
Shere Khan. That just hit me.
I think no. His name was Tony Doom.
Oh wait, is that the person that was the head ringleader of Mortal Kombat?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it is. Now I gotta look it up. Anyway, you guys go back to the show.
Okay.
So, bird shit Jesus.
Yeah. Apparently, this Northeast Ohio man claims that is the image of Christ on his windshield.
Well, it's not the image of Christ, but it is an image of something.
It's an image of bird shit.
I see a dog or a lion. I see an animal in that picture.
Maybe it is Shere Khan.
It looks like it has a snout.
I see a long, flowing-haired Abe Vigoda.
The bastard stole my candy.
He's even got the thick eyebrows.
Esther.
All right. Now, guys.
Go ahead.
Seriously. Looking at that picture.
Yep.
Would you?
With the bird shit?
Yeah, would you fuck that bird shit?
I mean, I don't know if I'd fuck it, but I'd let it suck my dick.
I mean, if Gene Slater grew hair, that would be him.
I don't know Gene Slater, but if he looks like a pile of bird shit, he's aces in my book.
That looks like a grill, too, by the way, behind it. Is that a grill?
That's a car.
It's another car.
It's a car.
Oh.
I can just fancy see Brooklyn, Ohio, and their multiple cars.
Oh, from my angle,
look
like
at us. We get Jesus shit, and we have two cars. Oh,
damn. Let's go with this scumbag. Give me a full screen here, Matthew. If you will.
Man charged.
If you will.
With.
A 5-year-old boy is in the hospital this morning after he was burned by a cigarette lighter. The boy's father is under arrest because of what happened after.
I didn't know cigarette lighters can throw out zingers.
Her name is spelled Brittany without an E or an A.
That's how I knew she was black.
Channel 11's Julie Fine has more on the Allegheny County jail.
Is that Ohio?
Yeah, I was scared and shaken, but you can't really panic.
What a crackhead.
Late Wednesday night, Bruce Bryson got a frantic knock on his door from someone next door that
this
a little
the only
boy's
time
T-shirt was burning.
It's the only time there's video of him without ICP paint on.
Fuck those jugglers.
Bruce Bryson.
Dude, they just spelled neighbor wrong on the news.
Did they?
I think so.
With a lighter.
There was no H.
The flames out.
Yeah, there is.
The little boy was
no, there was none.
His dad's girlfriend's house. 911 was called, and he was flown to UPMC Mercy. His dad, who wasn't at the house when it happened, came to the hospital, but allegedly did more than visit.
Allegedly.
According to police sources, Jim Skursky, here in his mugshot, was in a family waiting
like Steve
room,
number one's dad.
Broke into a metal cabinet,
does.
And put a Wii, Xbox, Sony PlayStation,
wait,
and some controllers
a smaller
into
Xbox?
A garbage bag. He allegedly
so he went to go
she
visit.
He put a Wii Xbox.
A Wii Xbox.
Oh, it's just a Wii Xbox.
Twice a Wii Xbox.
So this dude went to the hospital to visit his son who got burnt. Uh-huh. And he goes down to, I guess they have some kind of entertainment for the kids in the child ward. And he starts putting gaming systems in a garbage bag
That's
and
awesome.
Walks off with them.
Oh, they're giving these away.
You know, I used to work at a hospital, a local hospital, and as a security guard. And I used to play PlayStation all night.
Okay.
Instead of being security guard.
Did you ever play 3 Extreme?
Like, I literally got paid to play Madden, which is awesome.
Grand Theft Auto.
So I was a professional Madden player at one point.
Professional.
While I was supposed to be protecting and serving the people of the hospital. Wow.
Okay. More like restraining. Yes.
Oh, dude, one time I fell asleep with
and
my
getting
head.
Shit on.
One time I fell asleep with my head against the TV monitor of the cameras. Move along.
Well, at least you could just be like, I was really looking at this one guy.
I had my fist under my chin, but my forehead was against the screen of the monitor. And I was just out.
Gonzo.
And then I worked with a Hindu kid that slept underneath the desk.
I'm sleeping under the desk. Good night.
If you need me, I'll be 100 here.
Do not disturb.
I pray to Allah. Somebody help me, please. Take that, racists.
Yeah.
Take that, Game Boy fucker.
I hate that bitch.
Can't believe he didn't call.
What a pussy.
He eats dick.
I'm going to street view his house, and then I'm going to like...
You should screen cap his house and then put it on the Facebook. Do it.
Do it. I'm going to bird shit Jesus all over his house.
Yeah. I'm going to real shit blood all over his car.
Matt, what are you doing, bro? You looking at my dick still?
Yeah. I just can't believe it doesn't measure up.
He found
measure up.
He
you
found
wish.
Jesus in your dickhead.
You wish. First off,
we should analyze
even,
that.
First off, Steve, it doesn't measure up Steve's to the size Jesus. Or the fucking tan niceness.
What?
Like, there's your dick is like paler than your forehead. There's no doubt.
Tattooed hot dog.
Yeah.
Matt, if you said that, he said I look like a hot dog in the ring.
He does. Well, he was. You were exceptionally tan that night.
I'm tanner now than I was that night.
Really?
I have to be. I've been tanning still.
You have to be.
Eat your dick.
Yeah.
Well, we have a world record set.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
In Minnesota.
Where?
Where?
Minnesota.
No, where?
Most governors in one state?
Yes. Where? Where?
Minnesota.
Thank you.
Casino set the record for the world's biggest.
Let's guess. Okay. Well, you're first.
It is 10 foot in diameter and it is 2014 pounds.
My cock.
Oh, that's okay, that's a lie. Guess for serious.
Guess for reals with a Z.
Okay. Casino, 10 feet in diameter.
Casino actually has nothing to do with it, so don't let that throw you.
By right, casino. 10 feet in diameter and... What was it? How many?
2014 pounds.
That's not that many if you think about it.
10 feet in diameter.
Mm.
Oh,
geez. Anybody else have a guess?
I'm gonna go ahead and say
really
that, that cancer is. I blew the joke. It's a cancerous tumor.
No,
oh. Casino
gonna,
cancer. Plan.
I'm gonna go with a
big casino.
It's gonna. Yeah. I'm gonna go with a gold chip.
A gold chip.
Okay.
A 2014 pound gold chip. Matthew, do you have a realistic?
That's for what's guess? What's unrealistic about my guess.
Doesn't exist.
What?
Nobody?
I got nothing, dude. It's so vague.
Matt can't keep his eyes off my dick on his phone. Yeah. So just move along.
Pancake.
Oh.
Is it a pancake?
Wah, wah, wah.
You're right.
It is a tumor.
No, it is a pancake.
Oh.
Oh, ooh. Oh, ooh.
Derek, was he right?
America, home of the free and land.
What the fuck is that? That's corrupted youth.
Hey, everybody, I'm Patrick Jones, and it's time for some Buzz 60. And it's a new world record.
Samir's
Black Bear Casino in Minnesota.
A pie?
Oh, it looks like that fat woman fell off a building.
Oh, of course, Derek dug up the biggest cheeseburger.
2014 pounds.
Bacon cheeseburger.
2014 pounds. For 4 hours. The bun took 7 to bake. Now for the hard part.
This guy's face is too small for his head.
Yeah, it is.
That requires a crane, of course. After pulling it off, it's time for the condiments. 60 pounds of bacon, 50 pounds of lettuce, 50 pounds of onions, 40 pounds of pickles,
and 40 pounds of cheese. And pound face and a fucking 10 centimeter.
And hopefully a lot of ketchup. The judge from the Guinness Book of World Records then makes sure it's edible. Get
I wouldn't
there,
eat that.
Pig, and declares a new champion. The people who were watching were served pieces bigger than Herman Munster's head. So congrats,
what?
Guys.
Nice
what
fucking reference.
Food. That's the
only thing
what?
Bigger might be those pancakes.
I'm going to murder this guy.
The only thing bigger might be Steve's penis.
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 That looks like Derek right there, like all giddy about fucking getting burger.
Was that Uncle Buck?
Yeah.
Penis.
How good
I,
was
I
Uncle
shut it
Buck?
Off and there's an Uncle Buck clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of burger.
Yeah, 732-361 crat.
Sure.
732-361 crat.
I hope somebody calls in this week.
Yeah.
This Thursday. Today.
Yeah, we got 20 minutes.
Gilbert Gottfried's birthday.
My wife said she was going to call in, but she hasn't yet.
Yeah. Speaking of your wife, is she working tomorrow?
How the fuck do I know?
If she doesn't show up for work, that'd be so doored.
How am I supposed to know?
I don't know. You're her husband. Why didn't she
go
to work last week?
I found
week?
Out 4 minutes before she was supposed to go to work last week that she wasn't going to work.
I have stuff to do.
I just do my thing.
Okay.
Monday's me time.
Yeah, that's when you take all your dick pics.
No, I took my dick pic last night.
We should all send dick pics to Lex the Game Boy.
Oh, my God. Might like him. Anybody with a B-O-I.
We got somebody on the line. How you doing?
Hi.
Ow. Oh,
no.
Wait, who is this? Is this Gene Slater?
Hold on. I have to get away from the computer.
Yeah, you do.
Do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, turn your radio down. Turn it down.
You have a problem with me, Matt?
What?
Yeah, I got a
She's
problem with
fights.
You.
She's picking
when are
fights.
You going to come to work? When are you going to finish those boxes?
I'm going to finish the boxes tomorrow and bring them in with me.
Awesome.
You know, when I got...
A.K.A.
When,
I'll be finishing those boxes while she's fucking jerking me off.
When I got a phone line for the show, I didn't mean to use it for you to catch up with old friends and talk to your coworkers.
Yeah.
You do that on your own time.
Well, listen, we try
I don't have my own... This is my own time right now. This is it.
And Derek,
you know
what,
that would be interesting than what the show is... So far.
Damn. Wow.
All right. First off,
Jamie is an evil critic.
First off,
yeah.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Second, can we just have Nick call in then?
Hey, you know what's awesome?
Yo, bro.
I just realized how pretty my wife's name is. Jim?
I just realized how big your pussy is.
Whoa. If I had a pussy, I'd be fingering it right
My
now.
Wife has a pretty name.
Guys, just so you know, listen. If
Even my wife's name is pretty.
Yeah. Listen, if I had a pussy, I'd show you guys.
Oh.
If I had a pussy, that castle would be in it.
Dude, if I had a pussy, I would definitely be fucking this Mike right now.
Who's Mike? Jamie, you got anything else for us or you just wanted to call it
a... I have so many boxes and I'm bringing them Monday.
James, sound like Jamie, are you there?
I'm here. I could barely, like, I can't tell who's who or what you.
Well, this is your husband. Did you happen to hear the reference that Kev made at the opening of the show?
Jamie, no, this, I didn't. Jamie, this is your husband. Hours. Come, dick fart.
Jamie, tip. This is your husband. I'm DTF.
Jamie, this is your husband. Come to work tomorrow.
Jamie, this is your husband, Matt. I just got home from a gaming fucking community thing, and my dick is pale.
Jamie, this is your husband. My gut is hanging out of my shirt right now.
The Pale Destroyer.
Jamie, this is your husband. My forehead is really pale, and I wore a 4X shirt today, and it fit.
I have a bedspread as a shirt today.
Oh, I wore a Snuggie today as a shirt.
Oh, shit. I wore a Snuggie today, and I couldn't zipper it.
Snuggies don't have zippers.
I wore an entire Urban Outfitters today.
Snuggies fit like straight jackets.
You're saying he's so big he wore a storm.
Yes. Everything patched together.
I walked into Aeropostale and I could barely get the automatic doors to close.
Just the fucking weight of being in the store. The doors just stay open.
What, do you live in a barn?
It's just all the pressure from the atmosphere from being in there keeps the doors open.
It was like when that meteor exploded over Russia.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Obama.
Right, we're going to let you go, Jamie, because you're not saying anything.
Jamie? Hey, yeah, I'm wasting my free weekend minute.
Yeah, you're
bye. Wait, hang on. Do you have anything cool to say?
She was burning up my minutes.
Man, she was so doored.
She sounded hot.
I don't know. Sounds like a cuss.
She had intolerable doridity.
Doritos?
Did you see the video of the guy in the car when the meteor was crashing?
I saw all the videos.
Was he black? And was the video on World Star Hip Hop?
I haven't seen any.
Okay.
You got to see him.
It's a guy, and I guess, you know, everybody in Russia has a camera in their car.
It's a huge thing in Russia.
Yeah. So
that's because they're communists.
They show this guy driving, and they have on the side his like front view, yeah. And you can see the meteor coming down. Yep. And right as it like explodes, like the whole car illuminates, and he just puts his visor down, keeps driving. No, it doesn't even flinch.
He don't give a shit. One,
the
it
sky
could be a
is
nuclear,
on fire.
It could
he's,
be. A,
he's
could
just
be
like
a nuclear holocaust. You don't give a shit.
We're getting fired on. No big deal.
Can I see this, please?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to find it.
I haven't seen any of the videos.
They're fantastic. I love watching the people get knocked down by the blast.
Knocked down?
Well, because they're not like seriously injured. They just like stumble over and like get like smashed into desks and shit.
They just take bumps.
There's like a video of these two people in an office. There's one chick and she's like standing there. You can tell she's like, like I didn't hear words. Well, in a Russian accent. And then all of a sudden, you just see the dude she's talking to go flying into a desk and she just like stumbles backwards and immediately covers her ears.
Well, they said it was like the force of like, I think, 20 nuclear bombs.
No.
This is sad.
There's some exaggeration with that, but it was pretty strong.
All right, let's check out this guy here.
I wonder how I know you're gay, bro.
That's it. He just keeps driving.
He's like just so
the sky is on
face.
Fire. He just puts his visor down. Cool as a fucking cucumber.
I can't see shit.
Keeps driving.
Fake.
He doesn't even like move a muscle.
No.
To be like, what is that?
Fake.
Now, that was bits and pieces of remnants from the meteor that flew by Earth, right?
They didn't.
Apparently, they are unrelated.
They have to be related.
Neil deGrasse Tyson told me that they are not related.
Who?
Wasn't that the guy who hosted Reading Rainbow?
Reading Jordy? Rainbow.
Butterfly in the sky.
All right, we're all over the place here. There's no relation there? It has to be.
No.
No.
How do they know?
Because it's just they know.
All right, so an asteroid. All right, hang on. So let's get this straight. An asteroid flew past Earth,
because they were hours apart.
An asteroid flew past Earth, right?
No, they were asked, is this the same thing?
How do they know?
And they said, because they see this shit.
How do they know it wasn't?
How do they know? I don't know. They're fucking scientists and astrologists.
Okay, here's the thing. If you have an asteroid traveling in a direction.
Yes.
In a direction, and it's not going to collide with Earth. Mm-hmm. If a piece of it comes off, it's not going to maintain the same path as the asteroid.
Well, hang on, Matt.
That
hey, time
is
out,
completely
out.
Plausible, but yeah. It didn't happen.
Hang on.
No,
Matt, hang on. Let me talk.
They can see this shit.
I'm saying they can't possibly know because it's too small.
No, here's the thing.
They can't possibly know. It was the size
giant,
of a table.
A giant.
I
no,
know
actually,
that, but they know the trajectory of the.
But they don't know where it broke
actually,
off.
Actually, they said it was the size of a school bus. But anyway.
Well, anywhere between the size of a table and a school bus.
But, that's a huge difference because there's a fucking table in front of your gut. But yeah. Listen. An asteroid flew past Earth, right?
Yeah.
There has to be other pieces tail ending sure. It. Has to be.
It's just,
absolutely,
it's
but
very,
that wasn't one of them.
It has to be.
No,
they, it doesn't.
They definitely.
It was the same day,
Derek.
For
sure.
It stop being lefty. This stop supporting the black brother president and just listen to the facts.
This shit happens all the time.
No, it does.
I know. It happens all the time. We just don't see it because 60% of the earth is water that we have no vision of.
What happened in Russia does not happen all the time. That specific size.
Not in. It happens in like oceans and stuff, sure.
That does not happen that often.
Oceans?
Not that size.
Listen.
That was the strongest.
I think they said like once every 10 years that happens.
That's not that often.
Somewhere.
But no, the thing but is the next one might come and destroy us.
Sure. You never know.
Okay.
Well, it might be tomorrow.
It's just a matter of time. But
eventually it will happen.
What I'm saying is they can't possibly know whether or not it was a piece of the asteroid that missed us. They can't possibly know if it was or wasn't. Because it's way too small to detect. That's a really tiny object.
Yeah, yeah. Even though it's to us hearing that it could be the size of a school bus.
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
That's like a fucking
And pimple. I think school bus was the size that it actually was before it even entered the atmosphere. So
yeah, it broke down.
Yeah.
But anyway, what do you think's going to happen first? An asteroid destroying Earth or the sun supernova?
Oh, asteroid. Well, no, there are no asteroids that can destroy the Earth anymore. At least not in the solar system.
How do you know? Why are you deep sighing?
Because all Earth-killing asteroids were... All of them impacted like 3 billion years ago.
How do you know?
That's they know.
Do you know how the size of the universe?
Yeah, but...
What's the size of the universe? Just tell me what the size of the universe is.
It's like 90 billion light years.
It's endless.
It's like 90 billion light years.
It's endless and it grows.
I know all about it.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to explain,
there's an asteroid heading towards Earth that's bigger than Earth.
There definitely are rogue planets. But in terms of like an asteroid that could completely destroy, like turn it into a new asteroid belt, they don't exist in our solar system anymore. You're talking an object the size of Venus. Nah, Venus is bigger than Earth.
Jupiter.
No, maybe between Mars and Earth. Yeah. A huge object. Like you.
Well,
can't
even if something the size of Pluto hits us, it's going to destroy us. My thing is, I think the sun.
No, size of Pluto.
Before.
Size of Pluto would completely melt the entire crust of the Earth.
I think you
can
agree with me. I think you're
going
to be surprised that I know this, Matt. But they say the sun is about 50 billion years old.
4.5 billion.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's what? Or five. Five billion.
It's
five
half
billion.
Half of the existence of the of a star.
Oh, a star. Yeah, a star that size. Yeah, it's about its lifespan is half over.
But
right?
All they're
5
doing.
Billion years.
Yeah, there's the our sun. Is its life expectancy is half over.
Yeah, but in 3 billion years...
That's just a guess, though.
But in 3 billion years, the Milky Way galaxy is going to merge with the Andromeda galaxy, and you won't even be caring about what happens to the sun. So
why? Is it more violent?
Yeah, the entire galaxies are going to blend each other up.
Well, let me play this.
Hang on, I don't believe any.
Is this
any
a rare occurrence, or is it just
I've
rare that
this.
It happened in this populated area
again.
And that we have these incredible images?
Well, based on explosion air bursts that we've seen in the past, this could happen perhaps once a decade. In fact, in the 1990s, there was an air blast, possibly of similar magnitude, that occurred in the airspace between India and Pakistan at a sensitive time when they were talking about nuclear disarmament, or rather, nuclear armament. And knowledge that it was an air blast
when was
helped
this?
Diffuse
was
some
this
of the concern
one?
That perhaps there was a first strike in progress. So if we take that as an example,
wait, pause
this. Perhaps once a decade or so. Remember, most of Earth is water. If this happened...
I'm only asking to pause because I can't hear you. This is the Russia one that they just showed?
Yes.
That was pretty wild looking.
It's over the Pacific. No one would necessarily
see it. I've seen better shit in Kingsburg Beach.
Right. On the double shot at Kingsburg. One imagines the outcome could have been even worse.
Wow. Dude, that is wild.
Of course. And you know, it's that air blast. It's a shockwave, so basically. I mean, the physics of it is this asteroid is coming in.
Dude, that's so cool.
It hits Earth's atmosphere, and it feels like a brick wall to it because of how fast it's moving. And when you hit a brick wall, you basically explode, and that's what happened here, and exploded in midair. That shockwave shatters glass or anything sort of fragile and breakable over a huge radius. Remember the Oklahoma City bomb?
Wait, hang on, pause this real quick.
That destroyed the building it hit, but of course,
what, you got a fart?
Much glass.
No. That was fucking cool.
It was.
There's other awesome videos you got to see.
Yeah.
You can put up the montage.
Well, let's just get through this.
Broken in the surrounding area. That's the effect of a shockwave air blast of an explosion of this kind.
I don't believe a thing this guy
says.
This
seems to have come without warning. Is this the sort of thing that scientists aren't able to detect in the atmosphere?
Yeah, below a certain size asteroid, below. They come in without warning.
The money.
Exactly. Above a certain size, our radar can detect
that's
them.
So
the military
cool looking.
Certainly has a smaller threshold for what they can see coming in. But by the time you see these coming in,
look how much
no
light the sky lights up.
Them.
Oh yeah.
And so
I mean, it's nighttime.
This size was not. It's not.
Well, it's so much brighter than the
extinct
sunlight that's reaching the
something
Earth.
Large
it actually like
we can detect.
But
wood,
that was like sunlight.
Really
that was dark though.
At this point.
Hmm? Well, that's because that light is so much brighter than the other light.
What time of the day is this? What is that say? 1509?
Yeah, middle of the day. 3 o'clock or whatever.
Right, can I finish this?
D14 asteroid that is supposed to brush by Earth today?
Yeah, that next asteroid is going to come by, as your graphic showed, it's going to dip below the orbits of our communication satellites. So it's kind of like a buzz to Earth.
It did.
That will happen so many hours from now. By my read of the dynamics of the solar
system,
these just happens to be a coincidence.
Okay.
If it were not a coincidence, you would see many more of these between now and when that big one comes by.
They said
because
there
what
were
happens is you get
others.
An asteroid that breaks up from the gravitational stress as it nears bodies during its life. And
thank you.
So the asteroid becomes a train of
thank you for explaining things like I explained it to Derek. The only difference is that this guy doesn't think, and I do think.
That's fine.
But you're going to take his expert opinion because he went to school for this and everything like
yes,
that.
Yes, because he's a fucking
fine.
He's like
that's fine. But I also
Derek, you're
know
lefty.
But I also know that as a scientist, this guy knows that he might not be right. So I'm just taking that 1% chance that he's not right.
Just because you said it and you're going to stick to your guns.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree with him because of his fucking gay magic hands.
He looks like somebody too. He kind of looks like Doc from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Yeah.
Actually, he looks like somebody that would be on the game Guess Who.
Okay. Yeah, that too.
Does he have a mustache?
Last 2 seconds
yes.
of this shit.
Is he a lefty astrologist, black guy with a mustache?
And he hates the whitey?
I also don't like... I don't know. All right. Anyway.
I just don't like him because he's black.
I think all that shit is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome, but my whole point of that was that those two were not related, and he
said it wasn't related. No.
That was my whole point.
My point is that you're directly saying they weren't related as if it's fact.
No, it has to be related.
It's not a fact.
Okay, I'm sorry, Matt.
He's saying
more likely
his,
than not, they are not related.
Yeah, but there is
fucking
a chance.
Sorry.
But hang on a second.
There's
Derek,
a chance.
Here's my thing, though.
No.
And this is me talking about saying, this is me being serious. They are 100,000%.
now go back. Going back, now I didn't say 100,000%. I said that they might be, and Derek said to me, "No." A scientist on television told me it wasn't, and I'm saying, "Well, no." The
scientist on television
told you that it probably was
on NBC. told you that it was.
I'm gonna do what fucking Kev's doing. Yeah. I'm sorry, it wasn't on Fox News.
Yeah,
fucking right wing.
Yo, Fox
fucking
News.
Nuts.
No,
hey,
I
know what. Honestly, dude, Fox News is going crazy.
Yeah, it's a little.
Oh my God, we're breaking barriers here tonight. Kev is straight up taking phone calls
from the fucking guy that hates us because we're racist.
Yeah,
even though we're not.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Chuck, and I know a lot about meteors.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Wow, how'd that happen?
I don't know.
Chuck,
that would have been an awesome bit.
Yeah.
Somehow it didn't.
Your phone
go
doesn't work. we can cut this out.
Anyway, yeah, getting back to it.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sorry,
you're breaking up.
You're breaking up.
Okay.
I love Howard Stern.
No, but anyway, I just
it's
find
hard to
it
get
funny.
Cell signal down here.
I just find it funny that we
that would have been awesome.
We know about for a long time that this asteroid's going to come through and pass between the Earth and satellites. And like hours before that asteroid's supposed to pass by us, we have, you know, an actual atmospheric impact of a meteorite.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more than a coincidence. I'm going to say
you would think so,
yeah,
but
I'm
apparently
say,
not.
But it's probably not. But there's definitely a chance.
Sure.
And they just don't want to say it because they don't want to scare people.
What that would have been probably less scary.
Why?
If they were like, oh, this asteroid that nearly hit the Earth, there was a little residue that came off and crashed mm-hmm. into Russia. That would make sense.
Yeah, but there's the wiggle room for there being more.
Yeah, but
in the future.
Well, no, because once it's passed, it's passed. Is it going to fucking boomerang back and come back for us?
That's exactly what they do.
Whatever.
I know a lot about this stuff, Derek.
No, you don't.
No, I really do, but anyway.
We have a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Pete.
Hi, Pete. What do you got for us?
I'm calling from Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, we have quite a reach, huh? How about that? Omaha, Nebraska.
I just wanted to say that I was there on vacation in Russia when it hit.
Yeah.
The asteroid.
Sure.
You guys had mentioned that before?
Yes.
Minutes after the asteroid hit, I seen a giant meteor pass by Earth.
Wow.
There was actually evidence that they were related.
Really?
I'm a left-handed supporter. I believe in democracy and liberalism all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that that they were related.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did hear rumors that George Bush was behind this.
George who?
George Bush. You know, that guy that destroyed our economy and is still destroying it today.
Nah, we lost it. Sorry.
Oh, whoops.
I don't know if he realized that he was hung up on.
I don't think so either.
That caller. Maybe he'll call back someday. Thanks Maybe. For calling.
Yeah.
We always appreciate people's...
Anyway. That's good. That's a good bit.
Oh, guys, I just came back from the pitcher. What did I miss?
You were on camera the whole time.
I love being. I love Kraken. Kraken's awesome. Yeah.
So anyway, the asteroid that came by us has another chance of hitting us.
We'll be dead, right?
10 years,
a few more decades.
Well, it's like the solar system sent it into the ropes.
It literally,
and then it kind of ducked Earth's clothesline.
Yes.
But now it's coming back from the other ropes
for the high cross spot. Yeah.
depending on who is larger. Will
Matt.
Dictate which one takes the bump.
Matt, you're larger
than the asteroid.
Honestly, I don't know. Can I have an honest answer, please? How big was that asteroid?
Between the size of like a building and a football field, or half a football field.
The one that passed by.
It was about the size
here's
of
where
a
I think
restaurant size.
If that
meatball.
Hit, if that hit, whoa! Now here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. It's bullshit that didn't even pass by.
Okay, let's do this.
It said
I'm
going to
write my congressman.
No, it said it was under. The guy said it was under our satellites. That would have been sucked into our gravity and pulled into Earth.
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
No. That sounded really gay, by the way.
What do you mean no?
What do you mean no? It didn't sound like my dick was that big.
No.
What do you mean no?
What do you mean
what
no?
What the fuck you mean no?
What do you mean no, nigga?
Whoa. Hey,
God, come on. You make
now.
Me get to the technocrats here.
Please.
Because of like the speed and the distance, usually when objects fly by larger objects, they don't tend to get sucked in by the gravity. They get a gravity assist, and they actually slightly change paths or depending on...
All right, hang on a second. Time out.
If anybody has played Angry Birds Space,
yeah.
then they know what you're talking
No, exactly.
About.
Yeah. And here's the
I
thing.
Have not,
and this is
going like
to be hard
to.
For people that aren't going to watch but just see the visual. But here's the visual. I picture the asteroid coming... And it gets in our gravity enough to where it just goes shoop.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It has to happen.
No.
It would have to like go into the atmosphere. To
It basically did. Our satellites are just out of our atmosphere.
No, they're talking about the satellites that are like communication satellites in space.
Did any of us in here watch it go by Earth?
No, but I did see like a shiny like a shiny flare in the sky on my way to work.
It was probably that woman we saw last night. Oh, God. The fucking disco ball.
Yo, we didn't even bring that bitch up.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Matt, me and Derek went out last Saturday to the Dublin House. Local reference. And as soon as we get out of our car, it was fat night. It was fat chick night. It was ridiculous. As soon as we got out of the car, there was a monster. Literally, I would say no taller than 5'5". Maybe 5'4".
The 5'5'5 rule?
All right. You're going to think I'm exaggerating, and Twan's going to think I'm lying. But this is serious. I'm gonna try to be as accurate as possible. 5'5", 260.
Okay, that's pretty big.
Pretty big. And she was wearing nothing but a giant, like, you know those, like, circle-y-looking glitter ball things?
Oh, no.
Just that, like, was the shirt. She looked like a giant disco ball. Perfectly round pig monster. To where even left-handed Derek was like, wow. Like, that's fucking absurd.
You caught him left-handed on that one.
Yeah, dude. Ugh. It was fat night.
Excellent.
I gotta pee.
All right, the show's great. Can I talk more about asteroids?
Whatever,
guys,
dude.
Guys, you want to hear more about
asteroids?
By the
way, asteroids,
guys?
And Atari is fun.
It is fun.
I got a couple asteroids, and apparently you're not supposed to wash them with soap because they get really irritated. but for the first couple of days when they showed up, like, I couldn't really sit right, yeah. And it just kind of burned, and it's rough, man. But they're the ones that are on the inside, so they're not really that bad.
Yeah,
I like how our fucking I like how our chat audience is slowly declining.
Yeah, they're enough. Like, fuck this. They're arguing about asteroids.
I think their keyboards are broken. There only appears to be the letter Z.
You know what it was. Kev actually stopped talking for about a good 20 minutes, so mm-hmm. They just bailed.
No, oh.
We had one listener when you were absent. They must have known. You must have posted from the Corey Havoc site.
Yeah, apparently.
Did she accept your friend request? It's been 4 days.
I gotta look into this.
Yeah, apparently the Z key is stuck and the cricket key is also stuck on the keyboard.
Wow, is that like a new thing? I haven't seen it.
So anyway, gravity assists.
So I'll be wrestling this weekend.
Gives a shit.
Oh, you just did in the toilet.
I left the shit. Who leaves a shit?
Where are you wrestling?
Well, there's been a lot of shit left caused by Hurricane Sandy in a lot of the shore towns. One of those towns being Island Heights, New Jersey, which just happens to be hosting a professional wrestling show this Saturday night, March 2nd. The Island
Saturday
Heights,
night's all right for wrestling.
The Island Heights Firehouse, 15 Lake Avenue, funkdefiedwrestling.com for ticket information.
Love it.
You can also look up Funkified Entertainment on Facebook.
Can I buy a ticket?
I'm sure you could, young man.
Okay. Maybe I'll be there.
I think that might be the show that Savio Vega's on.
Really?
Yeah.
Quang.
Quang.
Did I ever tell you that story that a guy contacted me swearing he was Quang?
Oh,
and
no.
And he was trying to get me to get him booked?
Go ahead. I've never heard this. This sounds great.
Well, he wrote me this whole message about how he was an indie worker for 15, 20 years, and he used to be Quang in the WWF. And he would pitch me these angles where he would be a Raven-type character and would start a war with NWS wrestlers, starting with me and then moving on to Nicky Oceans and then Dane DeMonto. And
are you sure it wasn't Barbara Walters and she was Krang? I'm going with Quang.
It's reaching.
Wow. Well, we talked about her recently because she's old.
We did. She is.
No, it was the guy never.
So was he Quang?
No. He was just some skinny heroin looking dude from fucking Carteret. He wasn't.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Why would? Unless you really thought he was Quang, like, I don't understand why anyone would ever try to do that. And I don't know why Quang isn't booked on FWF shows like before Savio Vega.
Quang could hardly get booked on his own.
The famous TV wrestling ninja
who just did up thrusts and spit mist.
Dude, that roundhouse kick he would do in the corner was fucking awesome. You remember that?
Yeah.
Quang.
I always wanted to do
the old tattoos on his face.
No, that was Hakushi.
Hakushi. Oh, yeah. Gene Slater used to make him in the backyard days.
He used to portray...
And he kicked Steve number one right into the Adam's apple.
He kicked him right in the fucking throat. It's not even a joke. He kicked him. He could have collapsed. He could have collapsed his esophagus.
You almost said that word erroneously.
Erroneously. He kicked him right in the throat, and it was bad. Because he was an aggressive young man. Taking advantage of the discipline of backyard wrestling.
The discipline.
Well, yeah. New York.
I love when Derek just fucking does that.
Bloomberg.
Yo, dude, fuck they this guy with his food shit.
Dude,
Savio Vega.
What?
So New York.
They got their soda ban going on.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Anything and, over what? 20 ounces?
16.
Wow. It goes into effect March 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Some things that it will affect, getting a 2-liter soda with your pizza.
Really?
No more.
Really?
Going out, maybe say Chuck E. Cheese and getting a pitcher of cola for all the kids to share.
Nope.
Wait. So they have to come out and
individual
so
drinks.
Even if people are sharing the soda.
Mm-hmm. No more. Hmm. Nothing over 16 ounces.
So all right. Oh my God. So really? Really?
And also really? Bottle service mixers at your favorite nightclub.
Okay. This sounds like one of those laws that you would hear somebody say, like, oh, did you hear about that law in Texas? That in Texas you can't have this and that and the other thing in this particular place at this time.
You can't walk a cow on Main Street
You can't be
on the 4th of July.
You can't be barefoot on your front lawn with a minor or something like that. No, it's like that's like a legit law.
You can't have an ice cream sandwich in your back pocket.
This means that
but this is real.
Sugar cannot exist in a liquid form in a container over 16 ounces.
You can't be in
that's
a group
what this
of people
law is.
Sharing a pitcher of cola.
And you know what I say to this?
Bravo Sierra, that's what I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
This definitely falls into the fuck you, asshole category. You're an idiot. Why do you think you can control this?
Well, are you familiar with his new war?
Oh, no.
He's now trying to stop all restaurants and food service places from using styrofoam containers.
Okay.
You know, I felt like they went away for a long time,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they made a comeback. Like big time.
Yeah, they like snuck back in.
Yeah, all of a sudden, like
with
I remember
no print on them. That's like the thing.
Yeah.
Like, there used to be print on the styrofoam. Well, what are you cackling at, Steve?
Big proponent for styrofoam. That's why he's cackling.
No, I just saw an update from the Aristocrats radio show that said talking about Steve's penis for a good time call. Who did that?
Had to be Derek.
He's
a riot.
I want to show you the picture that they put up here for to give the example of. Well, first I'll do this guy here. Because, you know, you can't get the 2-liter soda with drinks. So they have a guy here, Domino's pizza guy.
Is that Patrice O'Neill?
Is that Aaron Gainey?
And, you know, there's a guy, you know, with his
give us some more zoom
pizza.
On that.
That's Patrice.
You could bring it right up to, like, yeah.
That looks like Derek.
What?
Black Derek.
Now that you brought it up, that's
Derek.
A Black Derek.
Derek, D'RYK.
Is Derek covered in oil?
Yeah. Like one of those little ducks where they're rubbing fucking soap on me.
So wait a minute.
Dawn.
Can you buy a 2-liter bottle of soda in the supermarket?
I don't know. I think it's just serving.
Like 7-11.
They can't serve you anything over. You can buy it.
But what if
but they can't serve. What so if somebody can't bring it to you.
What if the bottle says like 4 servings or 8 servings on it? But that's the whole point of that. Because anybody can buy a bottle of soda like... I'll give you a for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Webmaster Mike used to just buy a 2-liter bottle of soda and drink from it.
That's gross.
Like, but
I remember those days. I remember
like,
those.
We would go to the video store and play Mortal Kombat, and he would just like bust out the 2-liter of soda. He was a huge, huge kid. You know, he was no like he
I
was.
Thought
a,
you were gonna say a huge soda drinker,
well,
but you just went. He was a huge kid.
No, he needed a bigger bottle of soda. That's
we're
exactly
need a bigger
what his
bottle.
Reasoning was.
Or he could just drink water.
Well, no.
Water's pretty good too.
He likes his soda, but he actually got away from it. He doesn't really drink it anymore. He was a huge proponent of the double gulp when they came out with the double gulp in 7-Eleven, which is the it's basically
double gulp.
It's basically the container of soda that is so cumbersome that when you carry it, the lid will not stay on mm-hmm. because of the liquid moving around in it actually like sucks in on
yeah.
the plastic. Like it's so just not convenient. So he would just buy the 2 liter and drink from that.
It's embarrassing.
Oh, dude, it was ridiculous.
And actually, a related story that my boss tells, from UltraSpec Cables, by the way, one of our sponsors.
Boom.
We don't make money. We're racists. We're not allowed to have sponsors.
he told me a story of one of the guys he used to hang out with. He actually cut a hole and sewed a large pocket on his jeans to hold a 2 liter of Mountain Dew because they used to hang out. And this is like a skinny guy.
Mountain Dew's
like
good.
Those fucking Appalachian kids with no teeth.
Exactly. Exactly. they got him into Midway, which is the company that made Mortal Kombat and now is known as NetherRealm Studios. But he used to be known as like the Mountain Dew guy. Yeah. And he would carry 2 liter of Mountain Dew in his pants.
Hey, Dew Man!
I got news for everybody, okay? All you gamers and all that shit. Mountain Dew is not that good.
Mountain
it's
not Dew that bad.
Is it's really blows. Not that good.
Yo, it's not that bad, but gamers are gay.
They are. The fucking Code Red Mountain Dew. It's gross.
It has such an odd taste.
Yeah.
That
it tastes like nothing else in the world.
Really should just be like, I have that once in a while.
It tastes like something that like should be in another country. Like, oh, this is what soda is in fucking, you know, Finland.
Syria.
Yeah, like this. What is this bullshit?
This is the kind of soda they serve at Armenia.
Exactly. Isn't Armenia coming up soon? It's going to be in the middle land.
What's the next one? Armenia 20. Yeah.
But what I wanted to get to was this was the guy they showed to represent the pizza guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Al Jolson.
And the soon to be. Discontinued 2 liter of cola. And they're saying typically a pizzeria charges $3 for a 2 liter bottle of Coke, but under the ban, customers would have to buy 6 12-ounce cans at a total cost of $7.50 to get an equivalent amount of soda. So they can buy them separate.
Oh, you can spend more money to break the law. Yep. Oh, I see.
And use more plastic and all that good and happy horse shit. And this is the picture they had to show bottle service. And it's one of the more awkward pictures. I don't know what it is about this picture. She looks like she just smelt Steve's fart or something.
My fart?
It actually looks like,
it looks like the fart was ripped right into her face and flipped her hair over.
You know what? It actually looks like what would have happened to Sunny in like 1995 if Steve farted. In her face.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
That would be the result.
Vodka and all.
And if she had a huge Shylock.
Well, I'm saying that her nose would expand so rapidly.
Look, the computer monitor of your laptop is in my way, so I can't see your tits.
Oh.
So, well, there aren't much tits. Not really. There. There's some Lady Gaga action going on. Okay.
They look like they're probably nice.
I take it that, all right, she's got the bottle of Grey Goose vodka, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. then next to it is, what, like a little...
I guess cranberry juice.
Cranberry juice. And so which part of that are you not allowed to have?
The cranberry
juice.
You can get a bottle of vodka, because that's not sugary.
What are you just looking at for your urinary tract?
That's potato juice.
Come on.
Yeah.
What is it? Yeah. Potato juice.
Yeah. Do we really... Is this really what society has come to?
Wait, it's not just soda, like you can't have cranberry juice in large amounts.
Sugary drinks.
That's why I
just
said.
I don't understand that. There's just so many
orange
more
juice.
Important things to take care of.
Sure.
Grapeade.
I'm sure if it's naturally sweetened, then that's fine. But anything with added sugar,
like there's bums sleeping underneath bridges still.
Yeah.
Why do they gotta worry about this shit?
We got crumbling roads and bridges.
Yeah. It's fucking true. You get hepatitis just from going on the subway.
Yeah, man. Streets is hard.
Yeah.
Old streets is hard, NJ.
The streets is hard, all right? There's definitely much bigger things to be worrying about than sugary drinks. And fuck this guy Bloomberg for passing laws to get himself elected.
I'm more worried about that black guy coming to my house than the 2 liter bottle.
Actually, he looks very friendly.
He does.
And he has a Domino's pizza and the last 2 liter
bottle
of Coca-Cola.
There's nothing more friendly
than he can come over to my house anytime he likes.
Yeah, there is nothing more friendly than an overly friendly black guy.
Yeah. As long as he's fat.
Like overly friendly black people are just jolly.
But if they're skinny, then they're up to something.
Yeah, motherfuckers order this pizza. This guy right here, he is jolly as hell. He just wants to just slap fives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like Aaron.
He's just proud to be working at Domino's at 47 years old.
Oh my god.
That's something you're gonna pop about later on.
He's probably happier than all of us put together.
He really is. Not a fries. That's go over here.
Oh my god.
Not a fry.
You want an extra cheese with that?
Oh yeah.
I didn't quite hear you. You want extra cheese with that?
Incredible.
John motherfuckers out of pizza.
We're just marveling at this guy. Right
I know
now.
He's. I don't know.
He's got a glowing personality.
Yo, it's 11 o'clock at night. You want pizza? You high or something? I mean, we can deliver it, but you high?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You mean you own a record label? And your name is I Love Game Boy?
I Love Game Boy. The Gamer Boy?
Leon. Game of Boy on Showtime.
Game of Boys.
Oh, my God.
Queers. So, yeah, sugary soda.
By the way, Game Boy... I would love to just turn it on and play Tetris right now.
Yeah.
Well,
remember when you could hook up the two Game Boys together and play Tetris?
That was so awesome.
Yep.
And I have a story about a kid that we used to hang out with who would just absolutely refuse to link the Game Boys together.
He would think something was going to go wrong.
I guess he wouldn't do the one.
No, he just didn't want to lose. Probably.
Who,
what's the initials here? What are we talking about?
You probably know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. It's the number one.
No. Data.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he would refuse to hook the Game Boys together, but I think he would...
Data.
If I remember correctly, he would play his own one-player game. If I played my own one-player game and whoever died first or died, whatever, whoever, you know...
Lost
first, you know, lost.
So I didn't have friends to hook Game Boys up to. I just had my Game Boys.
Why didn't you have friends?
I don't know.
Derek was a loner.
Derek never had friends.
I'm a loner, Dottie. Mm-hmm. A rebel.
I had plenty of friends with Game Boys, but my family couldn't afford one.
Oh.
I just don't understand why Derek, can you please explain to me why you didn't have friends?
I don't know.
Same reason he doesn't have friends now.
It can't be because your dog was vicious.
No. He didn't scare anybody away.
Oh, man.
He's the only reason you were friends with me, because you had him with the hots for him.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, I had other friends that had dogs I was scared of, but your dog I just wanted to bang.
Yeah, like poodles.
I wanted to bang your dog.
At least you wouldn't have to cut a hole in that one.
Yeah.
Kev, I would sleep over Derek's house, and he'd wake up in the morning with me, like, just cuddling his dog.
Yeah. It was scary.
I wish I could cuddle an animal without like my skin breaking.
By the way, you know why Derek? You know how you know Derek's fat, Kev? When you sleep over his house and you wake up in the morning and the air conditioner has ice on it.
Yeah, it was always
and it's winter.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, you say
it's
he's
stuffy
fat
up there.
I hope he never gets arrested and is forced to lay on his belly because apparently,
oh my God.
Dude, like Kev, I kid you not, there was snow falling when I slept at Derek's house and his air conditioner was on.
I remember hearing the story when that
it was
story
legit
surfaced.
True. You could see your breath. While you're sleeping in wintertime.
BREF, breath.
You can see your breath in the house?
Yes. I was like, I was blowing smoke rings with my breath while I was trying to fall asleep.
Did you just say blummings?
Blooming smoke rings.
Did I say
we're
going
to get to two things here.
Okay.
Speaking of the sugary drink, I want to do this first.
Another picture
This, well, yeah. Not that you really want to see it. Okay. This,
no, just because I already had the screen up.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Young, is that that bitch Vixen? At Club Kerrigan? Is that
Tanya
Harding?
It does kind of look like Nancy Kerrigan.
No, Tanya Harding.
Oh, Tanya Harding? Wait. Yeah, she was the blonde, right?
This is a New Zealand mother of how many? Eight?
Yeah.
Wow.
Natasha Harris, 31 Octomom. Years young.
Our age?
Not anymore. She's dead.
What?
History.
Her health complications were brought on by her excessive consumption of Coca-Cola.
And this is why you need to ban cola.
All right, now, Matt, pay attention.
Upwards of 2 gallons of Coca-Cola a day.
How many liters are sitting in a gallon?
Oh,
get out of my head.
You're gay.
How many liters is that?
I have no idea. Matt?
Four.
Matt,
4 liters to a gallon.
4 quarts? 4 quarts to a gallon?
Yeah. 1 liter is 0.2 gallons. So what is this?
So it's two. It's two.
7.57 liters.
I'm glad I claim to be a mathematician when I'm drunk.
So that's 3.5, 2 liters of Coke.
That's a lot.
A day.
That's not even true.
Okay.
Wait.
You guys are pissing me off.
No. It's a liter and a half. Because it's 2 liters. You got to go the other way.
Yeah. She did two. She drank 2 gallons a day.
Oh, she had 2 gallons. Yeah. Yes.
So that equals 7.5 gallons.
So she drank, wait, how much?
I mean,
7.5 liters.
Yeah. That's two of these guys.
8 quarts.
Time out. So she drank 7.
Two of those of soda.
Or 8 quarts.
That's a lot.
I can't drink one of those in water. Kevin can't, apparently.
You're not
either.
Supposed to. Of anything.
Oh, can I? No, a gallon? Yeah, 2 gallons? No.
2 gallons of anything, water or whatever, is incredibly dangerous.
A gallon of milk will make you violently ill.
Yeah, I'm getting nervous right now because Kev is, for some reason,
he's trying to down a 0.5 gallon of water right now.
Kev, you're just going to hurt yourself.
Yeah. If you die, I mean, Derek's responsible.
Yeah. I don't want to fucking...
Wasn't bad.
Oh, puke. By the way, I just farted. By the way, I just farted and it stinks.
Okay. So this dumb broad.
So now the question is, should there be a warning label on Coke?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coke's not the problem.
Maybe the white.
The Surgeon General says you have no self-control.
Yes.
This ties in directly to the soda restrictions, regulations, if you will, imposed by... Mayor, as Vaughn called him, Bloomberg.
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 Bloomberg. He was the one. He doesn't want me to drink soda.
But
just
this,
me.
This broad was also a smoker. She had 8 kids. She was very overweight.
Well,
having kids makes you more likely to die?
I believe that the soda itself, 2 gallons a day for however long it was, killed her.
Yeah,
I think that happened.
But if you had 2 gallons of fucking high C a day, it would
two
kill
gallons
you.
Of water a day it would kill you.
Exactly. So no
just a gallon.
You shouldn't drink a gallon of anything that's not water.
Yeah. No,
as far as I know, a gallon of water is fine.
Water's okay.
Gallon. Soda.
In the summertime, I drink a gallon of water a day.
Even to me, that's insane.
It's a lot.
It shows.
You're pissing a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, she must have been fucking pissing
No,
blood.
She probably wasn't pissing, and that's why she died.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For some reason, I think this story's horseshit.
Well, I mean, she drank enough soda that she could piss out babies. Apparently,
she died in 2010. Huh. And they're just now kind of coming around to
blaming
Coke.
She did drink a lot of soda, didn't she?
I think she died of other reasons, and they just blamed Coke.
Well, I think it was like an arrhythmia. Is that how you say it? Or am I saying that?
You're saying it wrong.
Am I saying that?
Arrhythmia.
Irraniously.
Thank you, Kev, for what you just did for me.
What'd you do?
Because I couldn't find it. Thank you.
The all Iranian. This really is shocking.
Yeah.
That anybody could think that they could guzzle 2 gallons of anything in a day and it was okay.
Especially Coke. Yeah. I drank this fucking.
Yeah. You're done.
I have like half of it. And I feel like complete garbage. And what is this?
40 ounces maybe?
40 ounces?
If you want to get technical, I'm sure part of it. You know, goes into her body after a while, getting used to all the sugar and all the caffeine and all that, and beginning to crave that much and need that much.
Yeah. But that's the point where you have a problem, and it's not the Coke.
The Coke.
No.
Do you remember when Wendy's had like the biggie size?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Super biggie.
Great biggie.
Yeah.
I always thought that was a hilarious great name. Great biggie.
And then they got rid of him. Thanks, fucking Morgan Spurlock.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Even better was when KFC started serving like buckets of soda where you could go in and get a bucket of Dr. Pepper with your food.
A bucket.
For the family. Right. Yeah.
It was like
you're going to dip in like as a punch bowl or something.
It was essentially like a chicken bucket with a handled lid and you put a straw in it.
Yeah. I mean, even 7-Eleven, they got ridiculous. They toned back a bit.
It says here the large is a 32.
That?
So the great biggie.
So I drank like maybe 16, 17 ounces.
Now, when McDonald's cut out the supersizing, which they all did, you know, the
how
king
long
size
is that
supersizing. Probably about 10 years.
At least 2 weeks. Yeah. Oh, 10 years.
Probably roughly around 10 years.
Because supersized fries were awesome.
There's a lot of fries. And I actually remember saying to Webmaster Mike once, I was just like, wouldn't it be cool if they just you just get a Happy Meal box filled with fries.
Yeah.
It would be like the party fry pack.
Yeah.
And you just split the fucking big old box of fries.
I never had the enjoyment in the super size, biggie size, all that, because the burger never got any bigger.
That's true. That's very true. But the famous story from Webmonster Mike with the Great Biggie Fries was he orders his meal, Great Biggie, whatever, and the girl at the counter hands him his stuff, and she hands him like regular size fries or whatever, or Biggie or whatever the size before a Great Biggie was, and
kind of Biggie,
yeah,
Mike, goes, my Biggie,
Webmonster Mike Puff goes
itty Biggie.
He's like, oh, he's like, I ordered these, you know, Biggie size or Great Biggie or whatever, and then she's like, oh, I'm sorry. She goes over, she gets the Great Biggie container, and she pours the Biggie size fries container into the Great Biggie and hands it back to him. And Mike just, he'll say whatever's on his mind. He goes, oh, awesome, and he holds it up and he looks at it. And he goes, I paid 39 cents for this bigger container.
Look at all the cardboard I get.
And there was another time where he got the same error, except the Biggie size fries container was inside the Great Biggie container. So like they literally filled the Biggie size and put it inside the Great Biggie and disguised it. Like, what is it going to give you? An
That's
extra 15
how they get
fries?
You.
I don't know. You know?
But like, this is a large, and this is pretty fucking big.
Let's get that on.
This is big. Man,
it's all ice.
There's a lot of ice. Yeah. That whole bottom white area, I think, is like.
That's the cup holder.
Aside from fitting in the cup holder properly, is probably the designation for where you should stop with the ice. But I think they go like halfway up.
Oh yeah, they definitely do.
She's as cold as that. I hate ice.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Well, ice is, it takes away from so much. It's like the theory with the cereal.
Yes. Let's not go back the cereal.
but that's hot, baby.
Do you remember how big the McDonald's supersized drink was, and they increased the size of the supersize.
I believe our friend Walt called it America size.
Oh yeah, that was hilarious.
Walt, I miss that motherfucker.
America size, you mean?
His brother, not so much, but Walt, I miss.
The supersize drink did not fit in most containers.
No,
cup holders and cars, and they actually started making cup holders adjustable.
Yeah,
with like the little like. Yep. Ratcheting kind of mechanism on it.
Seriously.
To and then once they stop making all those, now all the, you know, the cup holders are too big for the drinks, and they're all falling out all over the place.
Yeah, because they do this little narrowing on the bottom.
To fit.
Most cars still have the supersized cup holders.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
They all fall out and fall on their face and suffocate, and it's all just bad.
As long as the face bump is solid, you'll get it again.
I'll tell you what I did the other day. Speaking of things in cars that don't really fit, I was told to go to TD Bank, of which I am a member, because they have the penny arcade there.
Yes,
you can get your do the coin counting, and it's free if you're a member.
It used to be free to everybody.
Yeah, now they charge you if you don't have an account. So my mother hands
Thanks
me
Obama.
A vase filled
vase,
with
vase, you asshole.
It's vase because it was over $50. It's a vase of coins.
Yeah.
And so I had to transport it. I had to go to the pharmacy first. And the whole way there, I got my hand. I got the seatbelt on it, and I got my hand on it. Because I'm like, there's no fucking way.
Uh-huh.
So I go to the pharmacy, come out, get in. I'm not going to lie. I forgot it was there.
Uh-huh.
I'm pulling out, and there's just some old geriatric piece of shit. Just, you know, how they can't.
Geriatric. So we're talking old.
They can't back up and cut the wheel at the same time. Mm-hmm. They have to back all the way out.
Yeah.
And then cut their wheel and then turn. So I'm going out like a normal human, and they're just so I had to make a real quick cut, and the whole thing just goes douche, and the sickening noise of hundreds of coins going under my passenger
just
seat,
spilling out.
I've had the exact same thing happen,
and it was raining.
Sucks.
So raining right now, blood?
Oh, maybe later.
So I had to sit there in the parking lot of the pharmacy, and I couldn't get down on my knees because everything was wet.
And
so I had my legs completely spread.
And you were on your knees like a dig all night the night
exactly.
before.
Exactly. So my knees were sore. And I had to dig out all this money in my car.
Hilarious.
Did you get it all? Is there a good chance if I go out there, there's a couple quarters somewhere?
Yeah, there's still some in there.
When I looked up the
shop vac,
the ounces.
I thought about it.
Yeah. When I looked at the ounces for the Wendy's large, You know, there's a question on ask.com here. What size drink cups does Wendy's have? And before the answers, there's like related searches. Number one is large soda. We've got large soda! Exclamation point.
We've got
find,
large soda.
Find great deals and low prices. Then the next one is found dash Wendy Large. See Wendy Large's phone, email address, social profile. Wow.
It's one of the large sisters that we
didn't
know about.
Wendy Large.
Wendy, like, can you imagine?
The large sister.
She has to be in shape.
Tell her.
She has to.
All
she'd be dead.
All you motherfuckers at Pizza Hut ruined that relationship.
What?
Huh?
The large sisters.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, motherfuckers.
Want some ketchup?
Want to kick
it? I'm going to do the video on this because I'm tired of talking. I'm sure people are tired.
Oh, I don't think, real quick, I don't think Kev knows what the large sister's story is.
No idea.
Oh, we'll get into it later.
Yeah.
I'm
not fucking pausing anything anymore for you, Steve. Pause. So you're just gonna have to listen to it.
I love the word.
Oh, I hate this. Pause. I'm not gonna do the video. Well, I hate this guy.
Who is it?
Hate him.
Who is it?
He's just a guy who just does random like Huffington Post things.
Yeah.
And he just goes to people who are on Skype.
Oh, that's why.
Hi, I'm Huff Random.
Basically, so this guy
Ariana Huffington.
with Down syndrome has died.
Avec le Down.
He was in a movie theater going to see, was it Zero Dark 30?
Was he going down on anyone?
No, he wasn't. Oh. He went down on the floor. That's what he did. He wouldn't leave the movie theater after the show was over.
Why the fuck not? Your ticket only is because
he was
showing.
Too dumb to realize the movie was over.
Yeah, he's just.
No, there's going to be an extra scene after the credits.
I still have half a box of goobers.
They were
getting my money's worth.
I guess he was alone. I don't know. Why shouldn't there have been somebody with him? Anyway,
they're not allowed to be unsupervised.
I can't imagine they would. But
I'm just making that up.
I mean seriously. Like, well, if I saw a person with Down syndrome walking around by themselves, yeah. I mean, I would fucking keep an eye on him.
Nah. Well, I let him off his harness, and we just let him watch the movie by himself.
His harness.
I will be completely serious.
We
here.
Tied him to the back of the chair.
I knew several families with Down, you know, DS kids when I worked at Pathmark.
Nintendo DS.
Yeah, and they would roam around saying hello to everyone.
Yeah.
But relatively supervised, you know, the whole time. But they're constantly
harmless.
Checking around the corner.
To others.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Not to themselves.
Well, to be honest with you, there's several levels of retardation. DS, awesome. I'd love to just hang out with DS patients all the time.
Steve's down with the syndrome.
I'm down. Yes, I'm down with the syndrome, boys.
And that's the title of the show.
Down with the syndrome.
Well, according to the story, he did have a health aide with him.
Oh, he did.
But apparently, they weren't there at the end of the movie to tell him to get the fuck out.
Yeah. They were in a shitter.
So here's the thing: the guy wouldn't leave. The manager called the police.
The cops. 911.
We've got a large Easter Island head sitting in a seat. That's
no.
What? What kind of head?
Easter Island.
We have a giant potato sitting here. So basically, the cops came, tried to get him out. He didn't want to go. I'm just going to go ahead and see what it says here.
They didn't realize his hand was stuck in the cup holder.
Yeah. I can't. I wish I could.
I just can't get up.
Basically,
this popcorn won't let go of my hand.
The guy died.
Wait, the Down syndrome guy died?
Yes, he died.
Now that makes me sad.
Yeah. He died because they...
How did it happen? Like, I would love to live on a planet of Down syndrome people. And they're better than... They're cooler than real people.
Real people.
Go ahead.
He died because they restrained him and put him on the ground on his stomach.
On his belly, I heard about
On his stomach. And he died
from
being
suffocation.
On his stomach.
How?
Well, there was a penny on the floor in front of him. He kept trying to bite it.
There are animals who exist their entire lives on their belly and they think it's just fine.
Yeah, but they're not handcuffed and their face isn't buried in buttery popcorn.
And they don't have... And they don't have giant moist tongues flapping around in their mouth.
Oh my God!
They say he died of asphyxiation.
He
what happened? He was on his stomach.
It's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Listen, listen.
The carpet smelled like cola, so he was trying to suck it up.
Oh, he's like, I can't get these in 16 ounce anymore.
They handcuffed him and shoved him on the ground while he had a mouthful of Swedish fish.
It's like he didn't know what was it's like he's never been on his belly. He didn't know what was going on, so his body just gave up. I'm looking forward, and there's Flora.
Wow.
Well, if anything, his body did God's work.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What's the life expectancy of a DS?
At least an hour.
I honestly don't know, because I don't think I've ever seen one that could be much more older than 30.
Again, they're 30s. Yeah. I mean, you see them what, in 40s, 50s sometimes.
I don't know if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, you know what's sadder?
Maybe once.
You know, and I'm not...
What's sadder?
You know what's more sad than seeing a person with Down syndrome is seeing the elderly parents of a person with Down syndrome, not like a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a 37-year-old
like
old
a 60-year-old woman trying to wipe the 30-year-old DS patient's ass.
I will say I know exactly what that is, because, like I said, I knew families when I worked at Pathmark, especially in the pharmacy.
They just, I mean, they never, how did they do it?
I think I saw.
I don't know, but most of them that you can tell their patients is gone.
I think I solved the mystery, though, guys.
Oh, boy.
What's that?
Why you don't see an old DS.
Why?
Why?
Because once they hit a certain age, they turn into a normal people.
That's
it. Once all they hit a certain age, they come out with a new one, and then you just...
All of a sudden, their alarm clock goes off, and their eyes open all the way up.
What the fuck?
Why is my forehead shrinking?
Why do I have Pete Rose's hairdo?
Yes! Oh, shit. I want to tie in... two things.
Why do I look like I had a whole bag of Cheetos?
Why do I have full peripheral vision? How come I don't look like a high Chinese guy?
Paint chips don't taste good anymore.
Why have I been eating paint for the last 30 years?
No. Now we're just insensitive.
Yeah. Why are my lips so big? Why am I a dishwasher at Pizza Hut?
Why am I not hugging people all the time anymore?
Why do I have a handler?
How come I can pick up this car?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
What were you saying, Matt?
I was going to say I wanted to tie in the movie theater thing and the soda rationing. You think this applies to movie theaters in New York?
Oh.
Because that would be bad news for me if I ever went to the movies in New York, because when I get that big fucking motherfucking fucking popcorn with that
Matt's got
with
a
that
pee
butter
in that 20-ounce drink.
With that butter. I want the biggest cola I could possibly get. Now,
and the biggest cola there probably costs you about $9. Can you imagine?
Oh, in the city? Yeah.
Can you imagine what like 16 ounces of soda would cost you?
Here's the thing. If I went to the city, it probably would cost me $40 to go to the movies on top of this.
Just to walk in the door.
The $15-$18 fucking bullshit. You got to watch it this way ticket, and then the $10 popcorn, $10 soda.
You can get a three-course meal at the fondue place Red Bank, or you can go see fucking Zero Dark Thirty with some retard that's going to die.
Or I could go and have a prime rib or something like that.
Exactly.
You know? So, so it's either that... Or I got to have one 15-ounce or 16-ounce, whatever the limit is, soda. Now, if they have employees there who will silently replace my beverage for me for free,
Yeah, what's the refill policy?
Well, a lot of movie theaters have free refills on, I believe, both soda and popcorn.
Yes, if you get the largest one.
Yeah. I've never done that.
I've never done it either.
I can't bring
myself
to do it.
There's always it's more embarrassing. Than enough popcorn. Yeah.
It's embarrassing. And I'm going to bring up something that I don't know if Derek remembers this. We were going to Iron Mike's. We stopped off at that McDonald's in local reference, Leonardo.
Mm-hmm.
And
Leonard O.
Yeah, we had our food and everything. And you offered to pay Steve or Steve number one $1.
Mm-hmm. To go get a new drink instead of asking for a refill.
Just to go ask for the refill, I think it was.
Oh, because I didn't want to ask.
You didn't want to ask for the free refill. I remember you sitting there like with your like hands under your elbows, just like, I really want another soda, but I don't want to go ask for a free refill because I'm embarrassed. And you were like,
Okay, now I remember that.
You know what it was?
It was totally me.
No, you know what it was? I didn't believe that you could get free refills. That's what I never heard of that.
It was new at the time.
It's brandy new. They don't advertise it at all, of course, because they want you to buy another one.
But now they have the fountain thing anywhere, and you can be like, is anybody watching?
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, because I remember being like, God, I really want another soda. And someone's like, oh, go get it. They're free refills.
Yes, yes. And I'm like, no. Bullshit.
No. Yeah, I didn't believe you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So then I was like, all right, you go up and get it. And then they're like, no, I'm not going to go
get it. All right, tough guy.
Yeah,
you go get a soda.
And I was like, I'll give
now
you a dollar.
Because
I didn't believe. I said, I'll give you a dollar if you go up there and get me a free refill.
Now you're a believer.
Because I didn't believe it.
Well, you're going to need a lot of refills now because you're going to be drinking your soda out of a juice box.
You got to believe.
I got to believe. Every story I bring up, you're like, nah, it's fake. Don't believe
that scientist, Derek.
Next.
Oh,
she don't know shit.
Because you only bring up the Red Star shit, and I don't want to hear it.
Well, just to wrap up the asphyxiated retard real quick.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The police who had put him on his belly, causing him to die, are being charged with homicide.
Really?
And,
are they?
And big surprise, the guy's mother said he just unconditionally loved everybody.
Everybody.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
So he wouldn't want them to be tried for
murder. We worked with a DS, and he unconditionally loved phone sex.
He unconditionally masturbated in the bathroom.
He unconditionally.
See your puppies.
Yeah.
Yeah. He unconditionally masturbated in the bathroom.
Yeah. And
stole the words out of my mouth.
Yes.
And shit on the fucking top of the tank.
He was
Upper Decker.
No, he didn't even bother with that. He just shit on the top.
Oh, that's
tank.
A nosebleeds.
Yeah.
One
wait,
time,
not in, but like
on top.
Dude,
like he sat on.
We worked with a DS.
Like
guy
the,
that,
there's the shelf,
yes,
above the tank. Like you're not taking the lid off.
No, he
didn't
show that.
The tank lid.
Why?
I don't know. Listen, Derek. He worked with us at Pizza Hut, and he just did dishes. And Derek rolled up a dough ball of pizza, and as hard as he could, whipped it at his face. Like, all you hear is the thud of pizza smacking a Down syndrome kid who was 30 in the face.
He turned around into it. I wasn't expecting. I went to throw it, like, right next to him. And as soon as I threw it, he just turned around. And it just slapped him right in the face.
I'm just picturing, like, a puff of flour.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It was even worse. Former aristocrat Eric.
Yes.
He had the cutting
boards.
The big wooden boards.
Yeah.
And he had just washed them. And he was in there, and Matthew, the Down syndrome fella, was like, you know.
You think he's dead now?
I don't know. He was picking on him or
no,
whatever.
He turned into a real boy.
So Eric, like, did, like, he had three of these wooden cutting boards.
Yeah.
And they were pretty thin, but they were heavy. Mm-hmm. And he had just washed them, so they were wet. And he just kind of, like jabbed it
towards him. To make him go away.
Make him go away. Yeah. And the one in the middle slipped out. Flung out and hit Matthew square in the fucking head.
That's a joke kid.
Yes.
But before that happened, he was actually like an A student.
He was fine. That's what did it. And I just remember like Eric was just sitting there like,
He thought he was dead.
Yeah, he was just like, you're not going to like kill me or anything, are you?
And he just like pushed his glasses back and went,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah,
he did. Dude, when Derek.
At first, it was scary because he was grabbing his head and just shaking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, he's gonna kill us. What did you do? And then he's just like, cut it out. Like, cut it out. Stop throwing.
That's what he yelled.
Like, unless the being would not withstand that.
That's what he yelled at Derek when Derek smacked him in the face of the dough.
He's like, cut out, Derek.
Now, did he say it that easily, or did it stick to his big wet tongue?
Well, he said it that easily, but Derek was so scared he decided to call phone sex operator and handed him the phone.
Yeah.
And then he started rubbing the phone on his fucking junk, and then went and jerked off in the bathroom.
Didn't you say like you heard him like yelling from the back?
Yeah, because I ran. I was like, oh shit, and I ran.
Oh, because Derek's scared of him.
Derek,
dude, he didn't have anybody there to watch over him.
Mm-mm. He had us.
Yeah. He was cool though. Like I liked
him. He was jerking it in the bathroom.
I wish there was a way.
Sometimes
to find
you
out
just gotta
alive.
Pull your bud. Like
we had a cart guy at Pathmark who jerked off in the bathroom.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Matter of fact, some of the semen's in Matt's hair still. Now, can we find out if he's alive or dead?
I haven't seen him in a long
Let me
long
poke
time.
Him on Facebook.
Because he was about 30 when we were at Pizza Hut, and that's over 10 years ago. It's actually like 12 years ago.
I actually think that the cart guy at Pathmark would jerk off thinking about my ex-girlfriend. Oh,
really?
Because he had the hots for her. Like, he liked her more than I did. He really, like, he would always ask me about her and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay.
So you hitting that?
He wasn't like that. But he was definitely off.
Yeah. You manufacture it.
He would also bring Maxim magazine into the bathroom. That's that how, that's how we knew. Right. That's how we knew for sure. I can only surmise that.
Big word.
Yeah. The pictures and the pages were stuck together.
Oh yeah.
Why'd you hit the music there?
You know what that music means, flow.
Dude. It's 10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock. I have to get up.
So wait, what does that mean? The second Thursday
shows.
Show is an hour and a half long.
Three much. Shows.
Now it's time for Sunday.
Yeah, seriously. We should just do a fucking Saturday show.
We might as well just start doing Sundays all day.
Lex is a pussy.
Yeah, he didn't call.
Big pussy Lex.
Can we do that one day?
Just what? Record all day?
Like noon till fucking whenever we stop.
Lex the Game Boy molest babies.
All right. Anyway, we are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. We stream live on CWERadio.com.
CWE.
I don't know if I'm...
By the way, when are we going to get together with them CWE guys?
Dude, there's some huge thread that you guys are doing. I'm going to be honest. I didn't read any of it.
I don't blame you.
FunkifiedWrestling.com.
Yes. Will I be doing the music this weekend?
A.K.A.
If you want to show up.
If you show up.
I'll try.
Well, the second Saturday.
By the way, my personal Twitter, I'm only 12 followers away from 700. So,
whoa.
So if anybody's listening and not following me,
at
Corey Havoc,
do it up.
Same here. I want to get to 700 too. AKA too rude.
Let me see what I got.
Number two.
I got 471.
I think I have like 16 followers, and I don't want any more.
Well, they can follow
fucking
me.
Fucking leave me alone. Follow these
I
assholes.
Think you have 16 followers and you haven't tweeted since August.
I don't go on there a lot. All right, so we will see you Sunday. Bye.